Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ProWrestling.net Live, the Monday after WrestleMania 33 edition. I am Jason Powell. I will be joined today by .NET staffer Hayden Gleed. We will be taking your calls. I don't anticipate as many as we had on WrestleMania Sunday, so it's a good chance for you to get in. We were just flooded yesterday. The number to call is 773-897-6321. The reason I don't anticipate as many is simply because it's Monday, and they don't give us the day after WrestleMania off yet. I'd like to think there's enough wrestling fans lobbying to make that happen, but they haven't had any luck with the Super Bowl yet, so we might have to wait a while. WrestleMania in the books, and I think there's very mixed opinions on it. I know the poll at ProWrestling.net settled in at a B, so people giving it B as in boy, a thumbs up. That's about where I was. I did over 80 minutes last night talking with Jake Barnett and Will Pruitt exclusively for .NET members, and we were all kind of in that range. I think Will might have been a little bit higher, or was it Jake? One of the guys was just B-plus, A-minus territory, and there were the big drawback of the show for me was just how long it went. My Lord. So I want to hear what you guys think about or what you thought of WrestleMania. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls about WWE Raw, but we're open as far as talking about all things WrestleMania weekend. Let's not talk classic wrestling today or anything like that. Let's try to keep it geared toward the events of the weekend, look ahead to Raw and SmackDown. Again, the number to call is 773-897-6321. Once you call in, if you want to ask a question, simply hit 1 on your phone, and that will let us know that you are in the queue, you want to talk to us, all that good stuff. I am still waiting for my co-host. He was going to check in via Skype, and I saw a Skype number up there, and then he disappeared. So, Hayden, if you're listening, shoot me a direct message on Twitter, and we'll figure it out from there. But I do want to tell you, before we start taking your calls, I'll make this brief, and maybe we'll get back to it later in the show. Time running out for the $2 for 1 month of .NET membership special, and also our best savings of the year, all of 2017, on our six-month and annual rates. All you have to do is visit the main page of ProWrestling.net. Once you're there, you'll see the $2 for one-month headline. I click on that, and you're going to get coupon codes that will get you access to those special rates that we have. It's the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. You hear all of our audio content, my WWE Raw audio review later tonight. I may be delirious by then, kind of not going on a whole lot of sleep here the last few days. My SmackDown audio review tomorrow night as well. That 83-minute audio review of WrestleMania 33 that I mentioned. The NXT audio review from Saturday night. And just all of our audio content from our entire history is available. So if you want to go back and listen, we're, 9 years now, ProWrestling.net has been in business, and it is all there waiting for you. With that out of the way, let's get down to business here. I still don't see Hayden yet. So, yeah, again, Hayden, if you can hear me, just let me know via DM. And, yeah, I'm checking. Nothing yet from Hayden. So hopefully everything's going well. He is over in Wales. He's across the pond. So it we might have some issues there. I'm always impressed. I like to joke with Hayden about the Welsh for no good reason. And so I just kind of assume he's sitting on the back of a goat right now, trying desperately to make, you know, his rotary phone work. But now he said he has Skype, he's got international minutes, he's going to try to join us. So we'll hear from Hayden here eventually, I would assume, unless he screwed up the time conversion. Lord knows I've done it. Let's start today with 615. 615, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Jason, this is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Hey, Jimmy, what's going on?
I'm doing fine. Did you say Jimmy or Kenny?
Is it Timmy or Jimmy?
It's Kenny. Anyway,
That's what I said, even if I didn't.
Oh, all right. I apologize for that. Anyway, I want to talk about WrestleMania, of course. There were a couple of things that were kind of interesting for me. The first thing was the decision to bump the Intercontinental Championship match with Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin to the, I guess you can, the pre-show kickoff or whatever you want to call it. I want to get your opinion on it. Did you think that was a good decision? And overall, did you like the match, or did you think it was a below-average match?
I thought that match was subpar. I was very disappointed. I was looking forward to that match. I was excited about getting a singles match for the Intercontinental Championship. You know, usually it's, if we get one, it's a multi-man ladder match in recent years. And so I like the tradition of just having a singles match. And I don't know, I guess I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about the match. I liked the matchup of Corbin and Ambrose and was excited to see what they would do. I thought Ambrose would be extra motivated. He didn't get a great match out of Brock Lesnar, and he's expressed some frustration with that. And it just was kind of there. And I ultimately, you know, I guess it depends what you're looking for. Did it excite the USA Network crowd about WrestleMania? Eh, maybe not. So, but I mean, I don't feel like they were completely wronged because I just didn't think the match was very good. Did you enjoy it more than I did, though?
Not really as much. It just seemed like they were kind of, you know, it was more, you know, Corbin really tried, but I felt like Ambrose is just going through the motions. And that's really a shame for me because I've kind of grown to like Ambrose because of his promo styles. It's very much closely defines what the Attitude Era was about. I mean, and I like his, you know, the fact that he's wrestled various different styles. And it just seemed like, to me, the last few months has just keep getting worse and worse for as far as in-ring work, as far as what I've been seeing out of him on television. But anyway, kind of going back to WrestleMania.
Oh,
a
I apologize.
Bit,
I hit the mute button on you. I was trying to sort things out with Hayden, so I was trying to respond to you. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just kind of going back to WrestleMania, I got one quick thing, and I know you've talked about this before about the Hocus Pocus with Bray Wyatt, and oh my goodness, man, you want to talk about a killer, you know, especially since it was so close to the end. I mean, I was just, I mean, I knew I wasn't probably going to get a good match out of it, but we did not need to see this Hocus Pocus with the worms and the bugs. This was straight out of WCW in terms of how that was booked, and I was scared that, like Flo Rida may have won the, come in and win the match. I mean, that was just so horrible. I mean, it just took me way out of that match when I saw those, the visual of all that. I mean, what was your opinion on that?
100% with you. It was embarrassing. I just sat there shaking my head. I felt bad for the guys without knowing how they felt about it. I don't know if this is something, like, they were excited about and they thought it was cool, or if it was, well, it's just something production saddled them with. I didn't like the build. I didn't like anything about this. I didn't like Randy joining the Wyatt family and turning on them. You know, the idea's got to be with them to beat them and all this. Like, no, you didn't. Everybody beats the Wyatt family. Give it a few more matches. They hadn't accomplished anything. They'd never held a belt. Randy joins them. They win the tag titles. Then Bray wins the world title. It's like he brought them to new heights. And then he turns on them with that whole weird Sister Abigail storyline and the Crucix. And, yeah, then all of a sudden it's like a WrestleMania becomes about, like, catering to the insect fan. I didn't get it. I would hope that everyone involved is embarrassed about that one.
Yeah, and what's worse is that, you know, it starts the, you know, talking about the Undertaker and the streak, this starts another streak for Wyatt. He's 0-3 at WrestleMania, and it's just, I don't know how in the world, you know, I still think there's a chance with his current gimmick that he may have a good WrestleMania match, but, oh, man, you know, they're going to have to really do something big next year to kind of make up for it. But anyway, I'm going to get off and let you maybe get back to Aiden and maybe get some new callers. And I'm looking forward to Raw, and I guess you'll be on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow. Brian Fritz of BetweenTheRopes.com will be my guest. And Sporting News at same time, same place, 3 Central, 4 Eastern. Timmy, I appreciate you calling. Now I don't feel bad. I know I called him Jimmy. I was joking about whatever he said is what I called him. But I think he called Hayden Aiden. So we're even. We're going to try to find Hayden here because he is called in, and because he lives in Wales, he doesn't know what number he called in from. It's some international thing, I guess. So we'll see if this is him, and if it's not, I might have to just kind of bounce around until we find him. Let's see here. Hayden, is this you? That is not Hayden.
Hello?
I'll go back here. Hayden, is this you?
Hello?
Hey, who's this? Where are you calling from? All right. It's That probably, with our luck, that probably is Hayden. He just can't hear me, but I did try. I know Rabbit was on hold at one point. We'll go back to him eventually, too. Let's see here. Let's try 447. Who is this? Where are you calling from? 447, are you there?
I think this might be me, Jason.
Is that you, Hayden?
It is. Hello.
Oh, there we go. I feel so much better. I was hoping I saw it click on and off, so not to get too inside baseball, but I'm like, oh, I'll bet that's him. And it is. Hayden, let's start with this. Your thoughts on WrestleMania overall. Did you enjoy the show?
I did. There was things that kept me sort of watching until the end, which in the past couple of WrestleManias hasn't always been the case. It did drag. Obviously, it was a lot more exciting towards the beginning of the show, and that they sort of loaded the card quite early on. But, you know, it kept my interest. And considering the fact that it was the early hours of the morning, usually I'm sort of burnt out by about 2 o'clock in the morning. But this time I looked at the clock and it was 3:30 and I was still going strong. So I think that says a lot, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's a marathon of a show. I mean, Wrestle Kingdom, I remember the year that I stayed up and watched it from start to finish. It was fun. You know, I mean, like WrestleMania, I think there's too many titles on the line, but it was a great experience. Mm-hmm. I had a blast doing it. You guys do this on a regular basis, don't you? And not for 7 hours like WrestleMania, but just in general. I mean, it's just kind of a badge of honor you guys have over there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's a badge of honor I really want to keep, really, because it does tire you out for the next day, especially when the girlfriend wants to take your furniture shopping like she did today, and you're sort of half comatose. But it was put it this way, I enjoyed the show, and it was worth it ultimately to watch it live, because sometimes if it's an off-brand or if it's a sort of branded pay-per-view, I kind of wait until the next day and watch it after I finish work. And by that point, some, you know, obviously well-meaning sort of readers of the site sort of send me an email asking me what I thought about this, and it sort of spoils a little part of it. But it was great to watch WrestleMania live this year.
Well, let's get to our next call. Remember, the number, folks, to join us is 773-897-6321. I am Jason Powell. He is Hayden Gleed. This is ProWrestling.net Live. We are back here tomorrow. Same time, 3 Central, 4 Eastern time. If you're listening on delay, it's pwaudio.net is the place to go. And 561, you are up. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dylan, and I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
What's going on? The belly of the beast.
Yeah. So I was at WrestleMania last night. Overall, I think it was part of like being there, but I really enjoyed myself. To get back on the Bray Wyatt projector effect thing.
Yeah.
I think probably one of the biggest problems is that the timing on that was terrible. Because Randy was like looking at he was looking up at the set or something and couldn't actually sell what was happening. So I have no idea what they were even trying to do with that.
Hayden, the wrestlers didn't really play into it. That was kind of the weird thing. I mean, the whole thing was weird. But when you figure, okay, they're going to put this on all over the ring canvas, and it's Bray Wyatt mind games. It's supposed to mess with Randy Orton's head. Hayden, did I miss something? Randy didn't seem to be selling it.
No, that was the strange thing. It was ultimately it was something ridiculous that was ultimately pointless as well. I think I did see someone make a comment on Twitter about the referee possibly jumping out of the ring, but I didn't personally see that. When I was watching the show, but yeah, if they're not going to sell it, it doesn't feel that it was worth it.
So Bray's mind games may have worked on the referee, but not Randy Orton is what we've learned.
Pretty much, yeah. And you know, while we're on this subject, I just want to know what you think, Jason. What's the worst Bray Wyatt mind trick? Is it the canvas, the picture canvas? Is it the singing child, or is it the hologram effect? Because these gimmicks are just getting more and more ridiculous.
Yeah, this is the worst for me. Was it John? Is this the worst for you? I'm sorry, I'm 0-for-2 with caller names today, I think. What was your name again? I really apologize.
Dylan.
I still didn't make it out, but we'll work with it. 561. Was this the worst for you of the Bray Wyatt effects?
It looked better than the hologram did. The hologram was just, I don't know, that, for me, that really jumped the shark.
That one was bad.
You said you heard the ref sold the effect. I saw the ref jump out of the ring and had to contain myself from laughing. It was hilarious, actually.
Well, I mean, what were people around you in the building doing? I mean, I haven't heard from anybody who's defended this yet, and I did hear from some people who defended the Hocus Pocus leading up to it. Were not many, I think two, maybe. That's about it. But I haven't even heard from them yet today to defend this, so... Was there anyone around you that seemed to be enjoying this?
Actually, yes. The guy I was sitting next to, when he processed it for a second, like, oh, I like that, I like that. I think I said out loud that was, like, I said that was stupid. But it seemed like the people around me were enjoying it. I think, generally speaking, it might have just been what I was saying, but I heard, like, a lot of people kind of applauding, like, oh, that was really cool. Like, no, that was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
It did nothing for me. Did you have any issues? I know Don hopes to call in. He's still down in your area, and I think he said he's at Universal Studios. He sat behind a pillar the entire night with like a spotlight or something shining in his face. Did you have any issues with an obstructed view?
Not when the show first started. But once the sun went down and they fully lit everything up with all the orange and blue, there was kind of a blue light like shining, not directly my eye, but just like just above it enough to be annoying. When the sun went down, they first lit up the set. There were loud chants of turn the lights down and we can't see, mainly from the upper deck because they were the ones getting hit really hard with it.
Now, I don't mean to grill you with questions. I'm probably going to hit you with more, but I want to give you chance to ask questions. Did you have more for us as far as questions go? Otherwise, we're going to grill you.
I think probably my only other question would be, after the amazing spectacle of The Undertaker leaving the arena, do you think he's done and next year we get the long-awaited Undertaker Hall of Fame speech?
Hayden, I'll let you start with that one.
I'll be honest with you, considering the performance that you put in last night, the effort was obviously there. I'm not trying to sort of disparage that, but there were moments where I just felt really sad watching someone that I grew up watching sort of struggle like he did towards the end of the match, and it wasn't all selling. So in a way, I kind of hope that it is. I do wish that they'd sort of done more fanfare for his final match, if this was indeed his final match. But at the same time, I would argue possibly the last couple of years, since the streak was broken, I really can't think of a performance where I've been that impressed by The Undertaker. And I think at this point now, it might be time for us to let him go, as it were.
Yeah, I do think it's over. I think I think that's the plan. You know, could a couple years down the road something come up where, boy, that payoff sounds pretty good. Well, you never say never, but I think that's certainly the plan watching this. As far as the Hall of Fame is concerned, I think it'll happen. I don't know if it's next year right away. I don't know what they're thinking with that. Next year seems like as good as any, but it's Taker. You know, does he want to protect the gimmick for another year for Lord knows what reason? Maybe. I'm not even sure. I enjoyed the match more than most. I'm curious to know from the live perspective what it was like. Did you enjoy the match?
It wasn't his best, obviously. I think the recent surgery and him just being 51, 52 years old really started to show. I'm an Undertaker mark, so I enjoyed it. Seeing the entrance, you know, live is always, like, really cool. I would not put it, like, you know, near the top of, like, his greatest stuff. I've kind of been wishing he just, like, retired after WrestleMania 28 and not even had the streak be broken. But it was decent.
Yeah, I just, you know, I guess I appreciated the story they told. You know, I didn't expect it to be a technical masterpiece. I still like the story of, you know, it really felt like a Western. You know, here's this the old gunfighter being put down, and I thought it was well done. And so, yeah, I mean, the botched tombstone spot was unfortunate. It's the same thing that Adam Cole and Marty Scurll couldn't pull off the night before in the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. So, you know, I mean, not that it excuses it by any means, but, you know, it was disappointing to see that. But otherwise, I kind of sat back and enjoyed the spectacle of the match. I think the right match went on last, even if it wasn't Undertaker's retirement. Had it just ended, I think it was the right match to close the show with. I think that they, and certainly with Taker retiring. So I really did enjoy it. Hayden, did you have any questions for him about the live experience?
Well, I'm hoping to go next year, so I should really use this opportunity, really, to get some tips. But I suppose, you know, what was your favorite part of the whole show? You know, it was from an in-life perspective.
I would say two that are kind of tied. One was the Hardys returning, and I know it was, like, you know, heavily rumored, and it was well known their contracts with TNA were up, and they weren't. And I know they said they were staying in ROH, but I don't think people really bought that much. But when their music hit, there were people, like, jumping up and screaming, and it was, like, I think that was probably the loudest pop of the night by a country mile.
That was something
else. Then,
go ahead.
Yeah, and then the second one would I watched the Undertaker match back on the network, and they didn't show this. But, you know, when Taker leaves, he looks back to the ring and then raises his hand. The entire arena actually, like, raised their right fist kind of, like, with him, just, like, acknowledging, you know, because it really does look like he's done, you know, leaving his gear in the ring.
Yeah.
So that was a cool moment that I'm surprised they didn't, like, have a wide shot ready to show in case something like that happened, because these are the hardcore fans, and they, you know, you can pace this thing out pretty much when you've seen enough times.
Hopefully they have that shot. You know, they have enough cameras going that hopefully they got that shot, and maybe we'll see it tonight or in a documentary or something along those lines. Did you, and I don't want to keep you all day, so I'll wrap it up here, but did you take in any of the other weekend events?
Not any non-WWE stuff. I went to the Hall of Fame Friday, did NXT Saturday, and I'm doing Raw and SmackDown the next two nights.
Wow. So, and so far, I mean, are you from Orlando?
West Palm, so I'm about 3 hours south of Orlando.
Okay, so the area, it's a haul, but still, would you do this again if it were, would you travel to, say, New Orleans next year? Would you take in the whole WrestleMania experience again?
If I lived in Louisiana, yes. I would not travel from Florida to Louisiana for the whole 5-day experience, because even without paying for hotels, cause I'm staying with my girlfriend. It's, you know, I paid $1,300 just for tickets, not including gas,
wow,
food, merch, stuff like that. So if you're gonna do it, it's something that you need to save up for a full year. And just have that money ready, and not, you know, not think you can just kind of do this on a whim. You've got to plan this out. And you know, I would say probably if you're going to go to the arena, you know, get there as early as possible, because parking fills up fast, and getting in, especially to getting into the stadium, was a little bit of a hassle. Just getting through metal detectors, they didn't let you bring in bags of any kind. Like I saw someone had thrown away what looks like it could have been a brand new coach purse. Those things are like $400 bucks for the cheap. Like they don't touch around with any of this stuff. So
yeah, I know all about the Coach purse. My girlfriend's a fan of those. Fortunately, she only has one. But no, hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to do this. I know you got more than you probably bargained for when you called in, but it's always good to get that live perspective. So thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I think it was it Dylan? Did you happen to catch the name? I have such poor hearing, Hayden. I feel so bad.
It was Dylan.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Okay. That was like my third guess, and I should have taken one more crack at it. But a big thanks to Dylan for calling in and giving us all that great in-person perspective. Next up on the phone line is 616. But again, the number to call, 773-897-6321. I'm Jason Powell. My co-host is Hayden Gleed. I am right back here tomorrow at 3 Central, 4 Eastern Time. Brian Fritz of BetweenTheRopes.com will be my special co-host. And he also attended WrestleMania in person. He's in Orlando. Well, he lives there. He's born in Illinois. But he's been in Orlando as long as I've known him, long enough that he went to the last WrestleMania there, and probably much further back than even that. But it'll be great to get Brian's in-person perspective on things. So I definitely look forward to that on Tuesday. But up next, I said, is 616. And also, if you're on hold and you want to join the show, all you have to do is hit 1 on your phone. That way you're letting us know that you want to talk, that you're not just in listen-only mode. But 616, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Eric from Grand Rapids. How you doing?
Hey, I made that one out. I'm going to be 1 for 3. I would take that if I was a Minnesota Twin today, opening day. Eric from Grand Rapids, what's going on?
Yeah, what did you think about the winner of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and what do you think of the overall show? And that's all I got. Thanks.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I'll put you back on hold. Yeah, I mean, the Dre, Mojo Rawley winning doesn't do anything for me, but clearly it was about the moment. It was Rob Gronkowski, the New England Patriots star tight end. That's a big get for WWE. If you're not a football fan, or I should say with Hayden on the show, an American football fan, an NFL fan,
maybe
it's not a big deal to you. But, you know, over here, it is. And it's not just pleasing the football fans like me. It's about all the extra attention they get. They had some key moments on that show. Taker's something that's going to get mainstream news because he's Undertaker. The Hardys please the wrestling fans. And then you have the John Cena proposal and the engagement with Nikki Bella. That's going to get a different type of an audience. They really had a lot of moments, Hayden. I think Gronk was part of that. So I can't say Mojo excites me, but I get it.
Yeah, no, definitely. You absolutely nailed it there. It didn't do anything for me personally because I had no idea who that person was. And I'll be 100% honest with you, I just had no idea. And when I found out that it was an NFL star and it was part of the show, then, you know, I found it quite amusing that the security guard came over and was quite aggressive with him at one point. But yeah, it's all about the moment, and it's all about the exposure that that the company get as a result of it. And, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Mojo Rawley at all, but I did sort of start seeing as it was starting to thin out in the Battle Royal. I could see that, you know, I didn't see Jinder Mahal winning. I was still kind of hoping and clinging on to Sami Zayn perhaps going on to win, but I didn't think it would happen. And you know, at the end of the day, it was on the kickoff show, and the level of exposure that they'll get for that moment, you know, as you said, will outweigh any sort of backlash for the Mojo win.
Pro Football Talk reported that he did get permission even from the New England Patriots to take part in WrestleMania. Hayden, I was thinking about you when Sami Zayn was actually after Braun Strowman was eliminated. I'm like, wow, Hayden's feeling pretty good about life right now. His Sami Zayn prediction might come true. How devastated were you when he was eliminated?
Well, it didn't help that that my girlfriend was sat next to me on the couch, and I was basically explaining because it's become a bit of an annual tradition now that she sits with me for the first hour. And I go through everything that's happened with WWE over the last year. And she'll listen and she'll pretend that she cares. But I came to Sami Zayn and I was gushing over him. And I was basically saying my prediction and all this stuff. And the moment that he got eliminated, she started laughing at me, which was not the reaction that I wanted at that moment.
Sorry, man. But you came closer than I did. Strowman was out pretty early. But, Sammy, I still think there's going to come a time when all these losses and just it's all going to pay off for them. I don't think this is by design that they're, we got to keep the underdog down for a while. I think this is exactly what, I wish this was happening with Bailey, and then a year from now, 2 years from now, we finally got that big payoff moment. I think we can get that with Sami Zayn. I think he's popular enough, he's good enough, that someday it's going to happen. Hayden, Eric must have missed the beginning of the show. I talked about, I gave WrestleMania roughly B-plus territory at the highest. The length was such a big issue for me. But you chimed in a little bit with your overall thoughts, but do you have a letter grade on the show so we can kind of answer Eric's question about the overall show?
There were definitely A moments, but overall it was a B for me.
Yeah, and that seems to be the most popular grade. There were bad moments, and I think it's funny, that's what most people have called in about today, the Bray Wyatt thing and Mojo Rawley went in the Battle Royal. There's some, moment, the Mojo thing is not really a head scratcher, but the whole Bray Wyatt match with the Images certainly was.
Oh yeah.
So, that's what people have been chatting about, but I thought there was enough good moments on the show. I thought it closed well. I guess one of the matches we haven't even really talked about yet is Bill Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. Hayden, what did you think of Brock beating him in just under 5 minutes?
It was what I expected it to be, and that was essentially the way I think I described it on Twitter was it's like two bulls fighting with each other, and you've got the two biggest in the field, the older bull and the younger bull sort of colliding, and you don't expect that battle to go on for too long, and that's how it was. It was two big alpha males, super heavyweights, I think I called them in my preview, sort of competing against each other, and ultimately the right person won. It's one of these things where I'm not excited about where we come out of it with Brock Lesnar as the champion, but at the same time, in the moment, it was the right thing to do.
Hayden, you're not a draw. We have open phone lines right now, and I blame you. It has
nothing
to do with the fact that people work on Mondays.
Okay, I'm quite offended now.
Well, that's my job, because you're from Wales. That's just what I do. You know that. 773-8976. Nope, let me get this in. 773-897-6321 is a number to call. And just like that, we get people popping up. Wow, we got two similar numbers. I thought Rabbit had called in earlier. It wasn't Rabbit. It was actually somebody who had a very similar number to Rabbit. So I thought we would hear from him. He was all happy. He got his phone back. Maybe we still will. But let's just keep rolling through the calls. Remember, all you have to do is hit 1 on your phone. 443, who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Baltimore.
Kevin, what's up?
Got a question about the last WrestleMania. And I'm curious about the Hardy Boys thing. Typically, when acts return, they usually, come in the day after WrestleMania, and that's such a big show that they typically don't give those spots away to people who haven't really been a part of the company, going into it, typically before the WrestleMania. You got guys like Samoa Joe, Finn Balor, who weren't on the show, but the Hardys got dropped in winning the title. I know it was a big surprise, but it was just weird to see them do that. I've never really seen them with Return of X put them in the middle of the show and feature them so well. So I was just curious as to what went into that.
Yeah, I think they wanted a big moment. I kind of touched on it a little bit. This was a moment for wrestling fans. Gronk, it's cool for fans who know him. Cena and Nikki is fun for some fans. Others, kind of love to hate it kind of a thing. Taker retiring is something different, and obviously it's at the very end of the show. This was a thing that I think really appealed to the diehard WWE fan, seeing the Hardys come back, and it gave WrestleMania a specific, another big moment. And I'm hoping it also means that, they gave us the Hardys at Mania, but that means they've got more surprises in store. They didn't feel like they needed to just save that for Monday or Tuesday. I like that they felt like they needed to over-deliver and give us the Hardys. Hayden, your thoughts?
Yeah, very much so. Pretty much like you said, except for what I would add on to it is the fact that, you know, going into the show, going back even to last Monday, the tag title match didn't do anything for me. I did get a bit more excited when it was sort of announced as a ladder match. You know, that gave it that extra little edge that kind of made me think, yeah, okay, it'll be kind of cool. But with the Hardys coming back in now, you know, the tag division is going to have a lot of focus, and it's going to get a shot in the arm, basically, and that's what it needs more than anything.
And I want to give a shout out to Fight TV, the app. Man, I finally downloaded that thing, and I was amazed.
Wow.
Like, just using my cell phone and using Google Chrome, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a nightmare, because when I've used Chromecast before, you know, it's nothing special. Worked like a charm. Doesn't soak your data. Doesn't even drain. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to plug my phone in. And, you know, I'm asking all these old guy questions of their staff, and they were so good about it. So, yeah, big shout out to Fight TV and the app. And I mention it because that was the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, and the Hardys had the better ladder match on that show at the Young Bucks. If anybody hasn't seen that, that's just a really good overall show. Jake and Will felt the same way last night. Go out of your way to see that if you haven't. Totally worth the $30 replay. But Kevin, did you have more for us?
Yeah, one more question. As far as SmackDown, I know, I mean, we haven't gotten to the Raw yet, but
yeah,
do you think they have plans to kind of replenish that roster and kind of build some depth and get some new guys in from like NXT or whatever surprises they may have? Because you take Cena out of the mix, and then you really don't have much room besides AJ and Orton and Wyatt, unless you elevate someone. I mean, they need to really kind of get like two or three guys, honestly, over there on that side. It seems like they're just putting everyone on Raw and stacking a deck there and not, you know, following up on SmackDown, and it seems like they're lacking. I'm just curious as to what your thoughts is.
Very good. I'll put you back on old Hayden. Why don't you start with that one?
Yeah, I think out of both brands, SmackDown is definitely the one that needs to have a sort of boost behind them. I'm just trying to think now. Am I right in saying that there was only two SmackDown matches on the main event card?
I mean, Undertaker almost counts, technically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's see, Ambrose got bumped. So you had the women's, you had Shane and AJ. What would the other one be? I know they didn't have the mixed tag. So there was at least three.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
That's what I'm kind of saying. Out of 10 matches that were deemed to be main card sort of ready, only three of them actually made it. So that to me speaks to the depth of the SmackDown roster. And yeah, I would definitely like to see some sort of call ups for SmackDown, but at the same time, I can't think of anyone outside of Nakamura who would really sort of push them any further than they are at the moment. Perhaps the Revival, if they're really serious about the rebuilding the tag division on SmackDown like they have on Raw with the Hardys. But off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone who would really sort of push them over the edge.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing with SmackDown. Yeah, I mean, Nakamura, you add him, that's a difference maker. You mentioned the Revival. Hell, they can't even get American Alpha right. Let's hope they would get, and the Usos. It's not like they only have one good team. They have multiple good teams, and that's been the biggest disappointment of SmackDown for me, well, aside from Bray Wyatt's slideshow, is those teams and just the inability to do anything with them when they were, you know, the Usos just reinvent themselves. People are into it. WWE doesn't follow up. Elf so over at the NXT level. People excited. WWE drops the ball with it. So they could add the Revival there, and I think it would be a good addition. But what's, you know, SmackDown, it needs depth. That's kind of the thing that's missing. Like when you think about Dean Ambrose as Intercontinental Champion, it's like, who's he going to work with? Dolph Ziggler again? There's really, you have those top guys. You have a lot of tag teams that they don't do anything with other than throwing like 10-man tag matches. and then and or 12 man, I guess it would be, and then you have nothing. You know, I mean, there's just Apollo Crews and Dolph Ziggler and Kalisto. There's really nothing going on there. So even if it's not difference makers, I'd like to see them add some depth with whoever they do call up from NXT to the SmackDown side. And, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation that AJ could be Raw bound. I've already said if he is, I don't trade Roman over to the SmackDown side. I make it Finn Balor. You're trading one good worker for another, and SmackDown suddenly has an elite babyface. And I think that could be a lot of fun. So we'll see. I mean, that's a good question, Kevin. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to seeing who does get the nod. I think we will get some call-ups. Maybe we'll get trades along with it. I don't think they're doing a draft. I don't think they're going to announce a draft tonight, but I could be wrong. Again, the number to join is 773-897-6321. Hayden, as soon as I said you weren't a draw, all of a sudden, boom, we got some calls. You feel better?
Excellent. Oh, yeah, very much so.
All right, let's go to 434 now. 434, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Johnny Fairplay. What's up, guys?
Oh, no. How are you, Johnny Fairplay?
Oh, jeez. I'm good. How's it going?
It's going good, man. What's up?
Well, I tried calling you, and then I like, right when I called, I saw the email that you were doing the live. I was like, I'll just call there. So, anyway.
That was you who
were
called.
You
thanks. Yeah, I appreciated that.
Yeah.
That's always awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, were you able to sleep last night?
I got about, here's the thing. I got to bed about 3-something. I watched The Walking Dead season finale. No spoilers, people. Don't worry. And then I was going to sleep until 9, and I woke up for no good reason at all an hour early. So there you have my very exciting sleep schedule, Johnny. Why?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. Did you see the Bray Wyatt match? I mean, after I just couldn't. I tossed and turned all night. I mean, that. Wow, scary stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and those images, not just the match.
Well, first we had maggots and then worms and then crickets, right? So, but was that the last
one? Is that what those were? I wasn't sure on the last one.
No, they were cockroaches, but I thought the crickets were symbolic of the crowd at that point.
Sounds about right to me.
I stopped drinking and I haven't done drugs in forever. I'm just like, did someone slip me something? Like, what? This is wow. And you know, speaking of slipping someone something, like so John Cena did a mock proposal when his girlfriend was in a almost coma like medically and drug induced semi coma. That's how he does the practice round. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that was a little bit on the odd side. It made sense. He is, but you got to give him credit. I thought it was a nice story. I thought he didn't say it in a way that sounded completely phony and staged, Johnny. I thought he did. I thought he did a nice job, and the women screaming in the crowd was proof positive.
No, I thought it sounded legit, but I'm like, do you understand how weird that is? Just like, you wait to have a conversation, like, you know, she's about to go. I mean, I don't know if you've ever, you know, been put under, you know, for like, you know, like a root canal or something, you know, anything like that. Like, you know, you're out of it. You know, when you're and you know, and that is just like, hey, now would be a good time to talk wedding plans.
Yeah, what else did he tell her when she, you know, that she doesn't remember?
We had a whole conversation at my house. Yeah, we guessed what was going on for the last year. Some fun times with Cena.
Well, things have gone off the rails as they usually do when Johnny Fairplay calls the show. Johnny, did you enjoy yourself last night? Was it a good show, bad show? Where do you sit on this?
Honestly, I just compared it to last. I hated last year. I mean, like last year was I just thought painful. I mean, and just comparison based, we loved it. Like, you know, I had a whole house full of people. I mean, we had almost near tears for the Hardy Boys because, you know, the New Day came out. They're just like, oh, if they don't think they're going to get booed, they're sorely mistaken. Like, people are expecting the Hardys. These people are idiots, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that was perfect. Perfectly played. Let them go and win. That was great. You know, first half of the show was great. Second half, so, but as far as bumping the SmackDown women from the pre-show to the the come down match before the main event. Like, I'm thinking they already, I mean, like, you know, the match was set up for a feel good moment for Naomi. That the glow light stuff doesn't work during the day. So wasn't it always supposed to be the come down match?
I don't know. It really wasn't much of a glow factor there, though.
Yeah, well, she glowed like crazy.
I didn't think so. I didn't think it was as much as we've seen on SmackDown.
She glowed. I mean, you know, the black lights worked, you know. So even, Alexa Bliss had glow stuff on her Joker outfit. So, yeah, no, it would not have worked whatsoever, you know, during the day. So it's just like, okay, why was this even remotely planned for the pre-show?
Hayden, are you a gamer?
I'm not, apart from sport gaming and pinball.
Okay, so you're like me. Exactly, right there. The Zen Pinball, shout out to Zen Pinball
That's
Studios nice. For doing some awesome games, as Johnny can attest to. But I'm the same way. I play sports games. I was curious to know if you – Jake told me last night who Becky Lynch was dressed up as. I've already forgotten. And I don't get the sense that too many people knew. Johnny, you play some video games. Was that familiar to you?
Yeah, I didn't get that one, and I didn't get the New Day doing Final Fantasy or whatever. I didn't get that either. So I had some friends over there just like, hey, like, that's so-and-so. And I'm just like, isn't that the same thing as the Peter Pan Rubio he did 2 years ago? They're like, no, it's totally different and obscure that you wouldn't get. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Thanks. That's great. So, yeah.
Johnny, what was the best match?
Called Aloy.
Johnny, what was the best match last night?
Hardys.
Hardys?
Just a great moment. Hardys.
And
yeah, a great moment. I mean, like, that was a WrestleMania moment. You know, it seems like it hasn't. Like the last time we had a Mania moment was the Rollins Money in the Bank cash in. That's the last time we've had one, I think.
Hey, big news! Right now, I am as we do this uploading. Will Pruitt's WrestleMania 33 pause review. Will works his tail off on these, and I know he was promising something super long. I hope he didn't, like, just start saying all sorts of horrible things, because I have not even had a chance to edit this. You can read what's on my website before me by going to prowrestling.net. Well, now, it just uploaded. But Will Pruitt's pause review of WrestleMania 33. The end of Taker. Love triumphs eternal for Cena and Nikki. Oh, Will loves himself some. He loves him some Nikki and Cena. And Shane McMahon returns to greatness. The only thing I think he likes more than Cena and Nikki is Shane McMahon, of course. So check out Will Pruitt's thoughts. My WWE my WrestleMania 33 hit list is already available today. And we have a new network number. Hayden, let me ask you. We'll keep Johnny on the line here so we can harass him for no good reason. Your thoughts on the new network number? It did increase. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it yet.
I briefly saw it. Was it 1.96 or something like that? 1.96 million?
Yeah, here, I just got the numbers up now. It was, okay, the paid subscriber count is 1.661 million. They were saying during the conference call they had some kind of technical issue, but all they would tell us at first was nearly 2 million subscribers. They didn't even give us a number. And then somebody finally, this is something the pro wrestling media just, we're not supposed to ask questions about this one. Fortunately, someone from the financial world asked what everybody was wondering, what's the actual number and is it paid? Well, the nearly 2 million they were touting was 1.949 million. That's overall. So it's got all of those free subscribers and all that. So, yeah, the one to pay attention to is the 1.661 million, up from 1.5 as of January 31st. Your thoughts on that, Hayden?
It's about what you'd expect. It's not disappointing, but at the same time, it's not any sort of figure that's going to blow the financial world apart. You know, it's kind of in the range you'd expect. You know, 300,000 unpaid. I'm guessing they are people who just jumped on for the 30 days just to get WrestleMania. So be it. 1.6. I think, as you said, it was up from 1.5 last year. So at least, you know, they can point towards growth. But the financial side of it and all that sort of stuff is not my cup of tea. It's not my bag really. But as long as the number keeps going up, I suppose, you know, it's going to be positive for WWE.
Yeah, and in fairness, you know, that $1.5 million, I don't have last year's Mania number. I know it was up quite a bit from last year's Mania. That number, the $1.5 million, is from January 31st. So, you know, basically coming out of the Royal Rumble. So, yeah, I mean, they added, you know, I don't know, 100 and some thousand new subscribers, I guess, for WrestleMania, paid subscribers. And I don't know that they're thrilled with it. I'm looking at the WWE stock number. It's down 37 cents. It was up earlier today, so it's dropped since the number came out, but nothing substantial. It's not like it's collapsed or anything like that.
Yeah.
Johnny, I know you are the guy that we turn to for all of our financial advice. Your thoughts on the new WWE Network number?
Always bet on black.
There you go. It was a weird conference call, too. The only thing really newsworthy coming out of it was something that had already kind of been out there. They are going to do a 32-woman tournament. They're kind of they're acknowledging the need to do more in-ring content, super serving their audience, and that's one way. They were asked about adding independent promotions to the network, and they wouldn't commit to anything. There was some hope that this would finally be the day they announced that they're bringing on a promotion near and dear to Hayden's heart, Progress Wrestling, and also ICW. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't go that far. You know, they weren't asked specifically about any promotions, but it's pretty obvious, Hayden, you can speak to this, that WWE is doing some business with Progress and maybe ICW.
Yeah, definitely. The fingerprints of WWE are starting to appear all over Progress Wrestling product. It hasn't necessarily gone PG in any way whatsoever. There's still some matches which, you know, more hardcore fans would enjoy. It's not my cup of tea, but you know, it's still there, but I think it was the pre-show of Chapter 44, I think, which is the one in March. One of the owners called the wrestlers sports entertainers, and at that point, there was just a big bell ringing in my head going, yeah, there we go.
Wow. I bet they didn't even instruct him to do that. That's the weird part.
Yeah, it was probably just a slip of the tongue more than anything, and it was... It was a Facebook Live. It's a Facebook Live pre-show with Progress, so it's not anything that's pre-recorded, or it's not anything that they got a script for. It's just a 10-minute pre-show, so it might have just been something that slipped out as part of the conversation. But it's not something that they would have done, say, a year ago, for example.
Hey, Johnny, I do want to ask you. Speaking of Progress Wrestling, and just you know, there's a lot of buzz about the UK independent scene right now. Hayden and Darren Gutteridge do a great job of covering Progress for us on the member side of things. The buzz is kind of that if WWE were to add some independent promotions, it would be maybe on a higher tier. Is that something you would pay extra for, Johnny?
It depends on what they were. But I mean, honestly, I'm not even watching. I'll watch Raw tonight and I'll watch SmackDown tomorrow. I mean, in the past, you know, 4 months, like, you know, once we were getting, you know, two pay-per-views a month, and I'm not even watching Raw and SmackDown for the most part. So, I mean, if it was something that, you know, I heard was like the new cool thing, you know, like NXT was, 2 years ago, then, you know, if it bumped up from $9.95 to $12.95, I would probably check it out. I would say possibly. I'd bump that up to probably check it out. So, but, no, I mean, like, Progress, I mean, I haven't even seen a video clip, you know, I haven't seen a 1 minute video clip on YouTube of that yet. So, you know, if I check that out and was like, oh, wow, this is awesome, you know, maybe, but, you know, Lucha Underground, I mean, that hit Netflix and that's the next thing I'm going to be watching. And what, I have two seasons of that. So probably not. I think $9.99, you know, for what, two pay-per-views in the month of April. So that's $5 a pay-per-view. I think that's enough wrestling for me, and then Raw and SmackDown this week, and I'm going to call it good for the month.
Well, very good. Well, you know what? We do have other callers to get to, Johnny. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it, and good to get your input on WrestleMania, and also just kind of your take on the whole UK independence potentially being added to WWE Network. And Johnny, knowing you, if they do it, you'll just find a way to scam your. They'll offer some free upgrade deal, and you'll just sign up with like 20 different email addresses and always get it free anyway.
Shared passwords, brother.
All right, there he goes. Johnny, fair play. of Survivor fame. And for those of you going, Johnny Fairplay, I know that name. Survivor, TNA, given basically a clothesline from hell by Nigel McGuinness. Let's see, Brian Urlacher threw him out of the ring to ringside. He's been beaten up by a lot of your favorites. That's Johnny Fairplay. Let's go to 215. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kyle. I'm calling from Orlando.
Kyle from Orlando, were you at the show?
I was. I actually had a pretty wild weekend.
Well, tell us all about it.
Let's hear it. I got to the show late, so hopefully I don't repeat too many things. And I didn't know I was following Johnny Fairplay, so that's pretty cool.
To follow, I assure you.
Okay. That takes the pressure off. I've only called once before. I went to SummerSlam this year. I'm actually originally from Philly. But this year I did Access, I did TakeOver, I did Mania, and I'm doing Raw. It's my first time doing any of that. So it's been
great. You're
not
going to SmackDown, you slacker.
I decided on the cheap flight, the Tuesday night cheap flight. I got a good deal. But I'm a huge Nakamura fan. I have a feeling he's going to be on SmackDown, so that's going to be a little disappointing. But, I have a really unique experience at Mania yesterday. I sat directly next to the Peacock Boys, the Dalton Castle twins.
Oh, nice.
Out of all the people, there was about, I forget what the attendance was. It was
70,000? They said over 75,000.
Okay. It makes sense, too. It was packed. I sat next to them, and actually, I didn't even believe it was them. I thought they were trying to work me. I just thought two twins walking around pretending to be somebody. And it was them. It was,
did they feather
wild.
You?
They did not. I have a great picture. I told them they didn't have to do anything gimmicky, and they did the whole pose and everything. It was great.
Wow.
My girlfriend actually thinks I resemble Dalton Castle because I have a pretty poor mustache and long hair. So she got a pop when I sent her the picture. That was really cool. And it was just great. They're huge wrestling fans. That was the best part. They initially they were like, hey, don't make a big deal. As the night went on, they just were having a great time. And it was just, yeah, it was great. It was great to get perspective from actual in-ring workers, but then at the same time they popped when The Undertaker came out just like any other fan would. So it was really cool, really great experience. So
now they weren't getting frisky, were they? I mean, it was nice enough of Dalton to let him out of the house. I'd hate to find out like they, you know, were sneaking around behind Dalton's back.
You know what, I'm trying not to expose too much of what went down, but they were in a big group of friends, and it got pretty wild up there. Not in a weird way or whatever, just somebody went down and actually paid a beer vendor to just come to our section.
Oh, nice.
So that got pretty fun.
Wow.
Great guys, though. They're just awesome guys to hang out. Wrote to me on Twitter this morning after I tagged them. Just really cool guys. So it was a great way to kind of, I want to say top the whole weekend, but, you know, I have tonight to look forward to as well. So.
Now, did you have good seats?
Actually, we were about as nosebleed as you can get, but we had a great view of the ring.
So it wasn't like the boys were slumming it.
So I was kind of curious. The reason I didn't even believe it was them was because they were sitting way up there. The thing was that they were in a really big group of people. It looked like most of them were indie wrestlers, but there weren't any other Ring of Honor wrestlers with them. It just looked like friends that they've been training with and known for a while. So I think they chose to slum it for the sake of just being with all their friends. It was the easiest way to get, you know, a big group of tickets all together.
Yeah.
Because they definitely had some friends sitting in other parts of the stadium. So, but they just wanted to be with a big group of
of people. So that kind of makes sense.
There's nothing wrong with sitting up high. I had my Viking season tickets,
no.
and it would have been considered slumming it, but I always had a great view and enjoyed it. So that's pretty cool. And you didn't have any major obstructions or anything like that?
No, I had a perfect view of the range.
Good.
Yeah, I couldn't have been happier. I mean, maybe front row of the upper section would have been better, but there are bleachers up there, which is kind of odd. But they're actually somewhat comfortable. Like, you had leg room. You know, it wasn't like you were all crammed in. Like, I've been to cheap seats in arenas, and you know, you're really crammed in there. But like, it was comfortable, and people could move around if you wanted to sit next to a different friend or whatever. It was kind of like, I don't know, it's like sitting in the bleachers at a baseball stadium, pretty much. Where you're still going to have a good time, even if you're far from the field and there's no obstructed view.
And what did you enjoy most about the Mania experience? Maybe you can give Hayden some tips. Hayden's going to WrestleMania in New Orleans, and so he can use all the advice he can get.
I mean, advice, I would say...
Well, let me ask you that. Of the events you went to, is there anything where you were like, you know, that wasn't really worth the money, or was it all pretty much good to go? You'd recommend it?
Everything was definitely worth it. TakeOver left me wanting a little bit more, but I personally think that's a good thing, especially because I was going to Mania the next day. It was still a great show. Access is a really awesome experience. I recommend it for anybody who's on the fence about going. I'm personally not really big on standing in line to get an autograph and meet. I don't really want to meet the heroes. I mean, I'm a huge Ring of Honor fan, so meeting the boys was just a very awesome surprise. You know, actually, I think, honestly, I could say the most fun, as like a real wrestling fan, one of the most fun things I had was seeing wrestling matches at Access, because I saw really great workers in what felt like a room full of 50 people watching them. I saw TJ Perkins and Drew Gulak put on a great match, and I was front row. They're really great about surprises. Like, Paul Heyman just came out in the middle of them doing an NXT match and cut an awesome promo for tomorrow. And there might have been like 2,000 people in the building, but it felt like there was maybe 100 people around the ring watching wrestling. So it's like you're getting almost, it's like this private show. And I'm a huge fan of seeing people work in small rooms where they can really play with the crowd. And you know, the heels were trying to break the count so the crowd can do the 10 thing, and just, you know, getting to see people close up. Whereas last night there was some great matches, but some psychology that you miss out on because you're way up there.
Sure.
So that was really cool. Access is definitely, if you're on the fence about Access and you can afford it, I would definitely suggest to go.
Well, very cool, man. I really appreciate you calling. It's always good to get that in-person perspective on WrestleMania weekend. I'll be thinking about you tonight if Shinsuke Nakamura debuts. If he doesn't, well, I'll feel kind of sorry that you didn't get those SmackDown tickets. But I get it. You got to fly out tomorrow. Not sure if your flight time contradicts with what we're doing tomorrow, but we'd love to hear about your Raw experience too. So if you get a chance, join us tomorrow, everybody, 3 Central, 4 Eastern Time. Brian Fritz of BetweenTheRopes.com and Sporting News will be my guest host. Looking forward to taking more phone calls regarding the Raw after WrestleMania, looking ahead to WWE SmackDown. Brian was in WrestleMania, or was at WrestleMania. He lives in Orlando, and so he's been all over the place. We'll hear about Brian's travels. Hayden, before we get out of here, you had to sit quiet for a while. What are you expecting from tonight's Raw? And again, if you want to work in SmackDown too, I mean, what are you excited about tonight? I mean, it's the night after Mania. We're going to get the crazy crowd and all that, but what are you expecting? Did we lose Hayden? I think we have lost Hayden. Yes, in fact, there now I see it. He dropped. Did he hang up? Wow. Is it all because I told him that he wasn't a draw? No, I think probably just had some connection issues, or maybe he just like, I'm tired of sitting here so quiet. But he's such a polite Welshman that they don't do that. If I've learned one thing about the Welsh culture, it's they'll take a lot of crap, and they dish it out too. We have a very fun relationship. Big thanks to Hayden for joining me. You can follow him online on Twitter at Hayden Gleed, and the way you spell that name is HaydenGleed. At Hayden Gleed is the place to follow him. You can follow his work at ProWrestling.net. Check out his blog section. And a big thanks to him for joining me. And thanks to Johnny Fairplay for calling in. All of the callers, we'll do this one more time. Don't forget, $2 for 1 month of membership, the ad-free version of ProWrestling.net, and our cheapest prices on six-month and annual membership for the entire 2017 calendar year. You're not going to find a better deal than we're offering right now. $4 is what it breaks down to per month for the annual option, $4.50 for the six-month. We would love to have you sample ProWrestling.net. Again, it's as cheap as you're going to find. $2 for 1 month. Visit the main page of ProWrestling.net. You'll find the sign-up or the sale. It's a headline story. Click in there. You're going to find your coupon code. Enter that. It's a very simple process. You'll be signed up. If you do it right now, you'll be saying, heck, if you're listening to this 10 minutes before Raw, and you decide, well, maybe I'll do it now. The sign-up process is simple enough. You'll be done before Raw, put it that way. PWAudio.net is a place to go for tomorrow's show. And I should have – I know Kyle's still on the line. Kyle, hopefully – I got him on mute, but hopefully you've had a chance. You said you met the boys. Go back and check out our audio interview that I just did last week with Dalton Castle. You can check that out. Also, Colt Cabana, Frankie Kazarian. So there's some interviews here on the All Access side of things that everybody can check out for free. But that is going to do it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for calling. I knew the caller count would be a little bit lower because everybody's working. But tomorrow, Brian Fritz, he'll keep us going. He'll have plenty to talk about, all these events that he's been to. Looking forward to it already. Members, you can look forward to my audio review of WWE Raw later tonight. And everybody join me at ProWrestling.net for live coverage of WWE Raw as the show airs. Until tomorrow, take care.